Welcome to Feel Over Reels, the podcast where we discuss movies, video games, TV shows, and whatever we feel like talking about. I'm joined by my co-host, Matt Gastar.
Hey, guys.
And Ron Newman.
Hey, how's it going?
Today's episode, we're going to talk about the latest episode of Shogun. Is this our Crimson Sky? Also, Godzilla and Kong and their glorious new empire. But first, let's start with the Halo series finale. It is titled simply Halo. The director was Denny Gordon. It has an IMDb rating of 8.4 out of 10. The summary, just real quick, to sum it up, it starts off with some random biologist accidentally releasing some spores from a canister that Halsey and Miranda brought in. Turns out to be a flood. Everyone starts turning to be zombies. Paragonsky gets murked. Halsey gets infected, but she gets frozen. And yeah, what else? Oh, there's that whole backstory with Soren and Quan. They find the sun. They're fine.
Damn.
Mom gets infected, though. She stays behind. Sucks.
Classic zombie style. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And then Master Chief fights the Arbiter on Halo, right? And then what's her name? Merrick? Maki. There you go.
Maki, yeah.
Maki just walks in to go do whatever she wants.
He allows it.
Yeah. He doesn't do anything to stop her.
Very broad strokes. So.
There we go. Okay. Brief all synopsis. Right. I suggest if you really want to get in the weeds, you should watch it.
With all the stuff we're about to talk about. Yeah. Shogun and Godzilla.
Everything we're going to talk about. Sorry. It's all spoilers.
We can't help it. We got it.
We have to just get into it.
Oops, all spoilers.
Okay. Yeah. Ron, how did you feel about this finale overall?
It was kind of up and down for me. I think this is one of their best episodes. I was not saying much for this show. this episode at least had a vibe to it where it was kind of like trying to be like Last of Us, which is also cool.
Yeah, I was getting real big Last of Us vibes too. Even the part where that dude is like leaning over to Halsey and like the thing starts coming out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, this is literally just like
what? Yeah. I feel like they're kind of like, well, that worked. Let's just do that instead of the actual flood in the game.
Is a flood the game for it, I guess?
Well, because the flood, I think, like, they mutate people and they like they make them this big like monster thing
basically. It's not specifically like classic zombie stuff, like it is like there's no spores, I don't think, in the game. They have like these, what are those little like egg looking things with tentacles on it?
these little egg things just start chasing you everywhere and then they jump on you and then
they attach on you, kind of like Alien, where like then it puts something inside you and then you morph into one of like a mutated flood version of whatever the, you know, the creature or animal or alien is.
Exactly.
I don't know.
But they definitely did the Last of Us kind of version of of that stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. And
It felt just very much like zombies just going through the whole ship. Actually, you know what's more frustrating about that is the flood is going through. They're infecting everybody. And there's no alarms or anything going off. People are just walking around normal.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so confused, especially in the beginning where that one lady stabs some dude in the lab and there's people outside of it watching. So you think you'd be like, hey, go get help or something. And there's just no one. Like, no one's reacting to anything. And
you're like, I don't get paid enough to deal with this.
Damn.
Very confusing. Matt, what were some of your favorite parts?
They were doing some the zombie stuff, like even what's her name, Perez, I guess, when she gets, I think this is the episode, right? She gets injured right in the battle.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like dragging her, and she's shooting the guns.
Yeah,
yeah. When she's getting dragged, shooting the guns, it's a lot like in, I think it's in the New Dawn of the Dead or the newer Dawn of the Dead. Probably several zombie stuff. Anytime somebody gets bitten, right, somebody's like hauling their carcass around. Or, like, they're trying to get them to safety, and they're still firing
the
guns.
And they got dual-wheeled
stuff. Yeah, the dual-wheeled stuff. Yeah, exactly.
It's got cool.
That was kind of cool for a little bit. Yeah, the actual fight with the Arbiter was not bad. Master Chief was using the grapple sort of stuff, which is kind of cool. Kind of like Batman sort of thing.
The grapple is cool. The fight was kind of short.
I enjoyed it for what it was. It's just weird that...
Also surprised they killed him.
Yeah, the Arbiter dies.
Yeah. That's a big character.
So that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because like he's still around, right? And like in the games and stuff. Like,
Yeah,
that part he is around.
Yeah.
What else happened? Chief shows up, right, to bail him out on the ship and all that stuff. That was cool. He has good entrance. Again, he's fighting like five guys with swords. He's totally fine. Again, that was my ass. Yep. I'm dead. But I don't get it.
The other confusing thing. I'm not sure. Kai was on. Okay, Kai's in the with the new Spartans on, like doing the assault or whatever.
Yeah,
is she dead? Because it looks like her body.
It looked like she died.
But I don't know though. She's floating. Since
they showed her floating, I assume he's not dead. But going into it, she did a holdo maneuver from Last Jedi.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want to open your Last Jedi, wrong.
She did,
I'm
though.
Yeah. But then she's fine. She does the Randy Quaid. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if she's dead.
So I don't know. I assume she's not.
Since they showed her, I assume as well that she's not.
Yeah.
It's kinda, again, it's like a Last Jedi thing with a floating Leia. Floating Leia was fine, I guess. So,
I don't know how to survive it, but yeah, I'm assuming she will somehow.
Flawed armor.
Yeah, and then the thing with Quan too. Quan talked.
I got more plot armor. Yeah,
Shaman lady, the priest lady, whatever she is, and. Hey. I'm a little confused on that too, but she's like, she's saying like she's in charge of the flood or something like that, or like, I don't understand what the priest lady is saying. She's just like,
I wasn't 100% sure either.
Yeah, so she's like,
I don't know how that's possible.
She's controlling the flood somehow.
Quan's never even met this lady, so
right,
maybe she's like a being above. Our plane or something. I don't know.
That's what I'm convinced. Get it. I think this show has no idea what to do with her.
No.
They're just using her for convenience sake. Yeah. We need
some. What convenience is it? Quan got them the map and that ultimately unleashed the flood. So like Quan's actually responsible for the end of the universe.
Yeah.
It's her and McKee. I don't think they know. I don't think they really know what to do with McKee either.
No.
I think.
So what's McKee? Like,
the alien. The
lady, yeah.
The traitor, the spy, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alien Covenant.
Yeah. She just kind of like, hey, we both touched this thing, and then like. I don't really know what her deal is. Even she wants to wreck everything, I guess, or use the halo.
Yeah, sounds like she wants
to use the halo the same way that the Covenant were going to use the halo anyway. It sounds like I don't know.
I don't think anyone realizes yet what the halo does either, because I think it's a hard reset for the entire universe. It doesn't matter; like everything dies when you activate it.
Yeah, I think
the Covenant doesn't really
know.
You can't pinpoint it. To certain
you can't choose
or anything. Okay.
Damn. In the games, it's revealed that the rings were made to kill the flood because the flood took over the universe once before, and the Forerunners had no other choice but to just wipe all existence out of the out of the universe.
Damn.
So that's what the halos were meant for. Yeah.
Well, so now that the flood's a threat, so they would use it against the flood. Again.
And you find all this out in the game.
Okay.
Like, you go further into the ring, and then you accidentally find the flood there that was held in there. But now in this, they're doing a Last of Us version where I'm just like, okay, so I don't know what the fuck are they supposed to do on Halo now?
But
what's
McKee,
the point?
I think McKee and Master Chief, they don't even know about the flood yet, I think.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
So they're just going to do it. Clue. Or McKee's just going to set it off anyway, just because.
You are reckless. Yeah. Damn.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
And then it's so frustrating when she's like, I'm going to go do this. And then Master Chief's like, you better not. And then he just lets him. Just let him walk in. You're like, what the, do something. Use your fucking grapple.
Yeah. Also, like, he's talking to so the AI of the Halo ring. 343 Guilty Spark.
Oh, yeah. Turn the Guilty Spark. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And, like, he's supposed to be the caretaker of the ring. It's just really weird that he just let her walk into the ring. And then he's questioning Chief. I don't know.
Yeah.
Really weird. I don't know where they're going with any of this, honestly.
Oh, and
that was the Guilty Spark thing was a little confusing because it kept jumping back and forth. It looked like future, and then I was like, okay,
yeah, because it starts off right in the very beginning of the episode with Master Chief, like he's being interrogated, right?
Yeah,
and like, and then it jumps to the end where he's with him again, but like his helmet's damaged, I guess, right? So there's some sort of time jump in there. I guess his helmet wasn't damaged enough during the battle.
They don't want him to have that. That's what it's about.
Like, his helmet will be on, but without no visor.
Yeah. So, a little confusing.
So, I don't know, but yeah.
But do we all think there will be a third season?
Okay.
Was this enough to warrant that?
I think they will. I think there will be. I think it's been like 10, well... Just like sunken costs, I'll see it. They spent so much money into this.
He's gonna keep going,
but they have to. Something has to come out of this. There is a story somewhere. Oh yeah, I forgot this too. Soren's thing with his kid and the wife, and they find the kid. They get out. The wife is infected. She dies. That sucks. But also, I just didn't really care about that part of the story that much.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So it's like I think Soren is a cool character.
They're not using him right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. He's just not really tied into the rest of it that much. So I'm kind of
I heard someone else talk about this show, and I guess Soren is one character from one book in like one chapter of the Halo books.
Oh, really? So he's from the books.
Apparently, the show's adaptations are coming a lot from the books instead of the game.
Oh, okay then.
Which makes no sense because the books are based off the game. So,
yeah. I've not read any of those books. I do not know.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I'm all about the games. Those are fun, but that's where I stop.
I'll draw a line somewhere. Yeah.
And
this show is where I'm drawing the line now.
Yep.
And as for the bad guys too, I guess Halsey is kind of a bad guy still. She's frozen.
She's a Mr. Freeze wife.
Yeah.
Status.
Chill.
Chill out. I think Perrin Gronsky she's gone. She's killed.
She got caught. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, it's like, who cares?
Yeah. Yep.
And the one guy who was like, I thought was actually kind of an interesting villain. The guy who's like, came out and initially it was like, he knows about the whole Reach thing and like,
Ackerson.
He was going to like kind of whatever. And like, now it just seems like, no, he's just like, that's gone now, and now he's just like a good guy.
He's part of the team now. Yeah.
But like kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sword was giving a hard time, so that was fun for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he was gonna leave him there in the prison.
So I'm like, well, I don't know. He used up all the bad guys already.
That's the problem with the show, right? It's like they don't give you enough to care about. The characters aren't great, so it's like, what's the point? Why should I invest this energy into it? Yeah. They don't give anything. Yeah.
Would you say that this season is better than the last one? Well, I think so,
Suppose, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But it's not like overwhelming, though.
No.
It's not like,
The bar was so low.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that
it is better. Because there are episodes in the first season where I really, really didn't like it. I don't think I ever got to quite that point with this season, but it's very, Not super great and not super terrible. And it just is just kind of there. And it's fine.
Yeah.
You just want to turn your brain off and watch something. But usually I want more from a TV show.
Yeah.
So, you know, seriously. It gives me nothing to think about. I have nothing to chew on or to really, you know.
Nah.
Doesn't get very deep, you know.
The first season, the first episode actually pissed me off in the first season. So
yeah,
already the first episode.
That because... really pissed me.
Oh, it really did, because like him taking off his helmet was such a huge, like, that's, it's never happened in the game, and then they're like, let's rip the Band-Aid off of this like right away. Oh, okay, weird.
Yeah.
Yep.
But
off to that start. Yeah.
There was a couple episodes in this season that I thought was kind of cool. I don't know. I did like the Reach episode.
Yeah, same.
Parts of it. Some of that pissed
me off. There's always parts.
Yeah.
There's parts of the show where you're like, oh, that was cool.
They're pretty cool. Yeah, like, the last battle scene in the first season, I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
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 So it's like they kind of build around these set pieces, I guess. It's like they know they want to battle at the end. All right, how do we get to this point? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a terrible way to write. God, yeah.
How do we get from here to there? Yeah.
God, yeah. There's a lot of development.
Like,
movies
need to make things just for toys. It's like, how can we make a lot of toys to sell from this movie? That's kind of their attitude.
It's probably true, yeah.
That's how you get Schumacher for real. I'm Batman.
Damn.
Yeah. Alright, well, we need to move on.
Please, yeah.
Yeah, let's
tap it out, yeah.
Alright, Shogun. I'm moving on.
That's a show, yeah. That's an actual legit show, yeah. Freaking eight, these last two episodes were good, yeah.
The first one here is Broken to the Fist, director Frederick E.O. Toy. It had an IMDb rating of 8.9.
That's pretty freaking strong, yeah.
Yeah. Also, okay. One more thing. Sorry about the Halo thing.
Oh,
let me go back to it. It has a rating of 8.4. I don't know if it should be that high. It should be like maybe. I got it because I'm looking at the notes right now again, and that's way too high.
I also think that's too high. Yeah. You know what's crazy? It's like I was watching some like recap stuff on YouTube and some review stuff just to see where everybody's at. A lot of people do like this finale for some reason. So
I saw something like that too. Yeah,
I'm seeing a lot of stuff like that. They're all like, "Yeah, they've course corrected since the last season." I'm like, "Did they really?" Like,
yeah,
course correct, such a strong word, but okay. I'm glad y'all liked it. So
we might be the one naysayer podcast on this episode.
No way.
We're on an island? There's no way. Yeah. So this episode 5 of Shogun's only 0.5 better than the finale of Halo?
Yeah, exactly.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, Broken to the Fist, IMDb rating of 8.9.
Should be higher or Halo's got to be lower. This episode's great. Yeah. I'll try to hit some key points here.
Yeah.
Okay, somehow Buntaro returned.
Yeah,
Marco's husband. So it looked like he was pretty much left for dead, you know, as everybody sailed away and all that.
Yeah.
So he's back now, and it's kind of awkward because he's been assigned to live with them, in Blackthorn's house alongside Marco.
He knows
and Toriyama's telling her, that he's got to, that she's got to serve both of them now, and could be awkward, but yeah. And then Torunaga's son, you fucked everything up. So Torunaga's like, I need you to like you're not in charge of the cannons anymore or something like that. And then his son also gives him the bird and he doesn't care about it. So he's like, just give it to, Blackthorn. Yeah, give it to the engine. Yeah. And this like kickstarts everything into high gear, or more like a snowball effect sort of thing. Cause with that bird, like, Blackthorn's, like, honored, right? That he got this, it's this great gift from Torunaga. Cool.
Sure.
I'm going to hang it outside for a few days. That way it'll be ready for a good meal sometime. And then Fuji and everybody else in the house, like, no, it's going to stink up the place. Like, no, it doesn't matter. It'll be fine. And then, we're going to come back to that. But, yeah, I thought the really good stuff, the crux of the episode is Buntaro, Blackthorn, tension and stuff. Like, they're having dinner, and it gets kind of awkward. Char's like making fun of the way he's eating.
Like, he's a dick the entire time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're supposed to like make noise and eat and all that stuff. And then Black Door's like, oh, you guys drink from such tiny sake cups. So they're basically having a little drink contest. So yeah, that was fun for a bit. And Taro does a demonstration, nearly shoots Mariko in the face, but I guess he's a really good marksman with his bow. And I didn't notice this the first time, but he shoots through the wall, the same spot on the wall, actually, right?
Yeah.
Because he's I'm going to hit the right post.
Yeah.
He shoots it. There's a hole in the wall. And he shoots a second one, and then it goes like right through the hole. Later on, you can see that it's, you know, he hits his marker. So obviously, this guy's very skilled. And
he's drunk as hell, too.
But he's also a dick. Yeah. Like, he abuses Mariko later on that night. Blackthorn tries like racing to her aid. And then Fuji's like, oh no, he left already. I guess this guy is also like her uncle, too. So, Buntaro, yeah. And then they have like a confrontation in the street. And did it seem like Buntaro was like, he was sorry for what happened, I guess. And he's blaming the sake and his drunkenness. But it looked like he was like, yeah, basically you could just kill me for my stupidity or whatever it is. Was he basically saying that? Because like, he took off his sword.
He did ask him to kill him.
So he did say that basically in so many words, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Which is also a recurring thing throughout this episode. Everybody seems to want to die. Later on with Fuji and all that stuff too. But
he mentioned, actually, I don't know if that's the next episode or this one. He does mention that she asked him to kill her repeatedly. Actually, no, that is this episode. Yeah.
It is this episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she asked him to kill her repeatedly, and every year he says no.
for the anniversary of the death. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Basically, her father was like some sort of a Kingslayer guy, where he killed like the Taiko or somebody in charge. It was a big dick. And she was spared, though, because she was already married at that point. So technically, she wasn't part of family.
Yeah, she belonged to somebody else.
Right, yeah, that's why. But yeah. Like her father had to execute the whole family and then kill himself too. It's like, holy shit.
Don't fuck around.
That seems really good too, because like Blackthorn's like, Mark, you don't have to tell me the story, just make up any shit. He's not gonna know. So
she actually tells
the story. So yeah. A lot of heavy shit going on.
At the end there's a earthquake or something.
That's right. And, that's the very end of the earthquake.
Yeah.
This episode?
It's this episode. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because it ends with the earthquake. And he.
Yeah.
He saves Lord Torinaga. And and has to offer his own swords because he's got buried somewhere.
Real quick, though, a little bit. Whole gardener and the. The whole
stuff.
I forgot to mention, this is a very important part. The whole bird thing is like, in his broken Japanese, right? It's like, if you touch this, you'll die. You touch, you die. Trying to tell everybody not to mess around with a bird.
Forbidden.
So then, And then that's why he goes up to Torinaga later on. It's like, yeah, they killed the gardener because I guess he took down the bird, but I didn't want that. Like, I should not have been able, that should not have happened. And Mark goes like, yeah, you gave the words meaning. Like, that's what you said. That's what you meant. So we take that shit very serious. So, and that's why
There was another thing too with the gardener where they had this whole logic of like, okay, like nobody can stand the smell. So somebody has to do it. We know that whoever does it has to die. And the gardener is like sick already. So he's like, just go ahead and do it.
That's a sacrifice. So he's already done. So it's whatever.
Yeah, and then there's this whole thing with I forgot about this part. There's some sort of spy or something like that, trying to find a spy in the thing.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we the audience know who the spy is.
Yeah, but they kind of blame the gardener, I think.
Yeah, like, they put on the gardener, so that appeases everybody. Yeah.
Yeah,
that worked out pretty well, but a lot of stuff happened. So
shit. Yeah. So this one. Is that in this episode? Yeah, I think. So on the official podcast of the show, they confirm. I don't know if this was like a thing that was like in question or not, but at least it kind of was to me. They confirmed that Mariko and Blackthorn really did sleep together, even though it was kind of dark and, you know.
Oh yeah, I said that.
Yeah. So they did bang.
Remember, at first confirmed. I thought that maybe he was hallucinating something, or he thought he was just imagining her face or something like that.
Yeah.
No, that, yeah. And then later on, yeah, it really was pretty much that was confirmed. But mm-hmm. then I was wondering about this episode, like, do they know this? Like, does Bucci know this? Because she was telling Mikara, was like, yeah, I don't sleep with him. He prefers other women. Does she know?
Yeah. I think she definitely knows. Yes.
Damn.
I think so.
Okay, then.
Those walls can't be that thick, dude. They gotta be.
Yeah. All right.
He probably saw her walking down the hallway while she was getting out of the room.
She gave her a high five going, go get him, bro.
Yeah.
That must be the handoff. Yeah, remember, she leaves in that one episode. She leaves, and immediately Mariko walks out. So, there's no way. There's no way they would pass. They would not pass each other. So, okay, but does Torunaga suspect something, though? Because, like, every time he's talking to her, and, like,
I think so.
And there's something going on, he's like, yeah, there's some sort of shadow going on with you guys. What the fuck's going on here? He's like,
yeah.
At least has a very strong suspicion, I guess. But yeah.
He's pretty good with his suspicions, too. Because he figured out who convinced his son to act out pretty
That's
quickly.
Right.
I'm sure he knows.
That position of power without, you know, having a good head on your shoulders. So, yeah,
exactly.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love this one.
Dick too. Oh, I think one more thing, too. I think that was this episode where they quickly go back to the other regions or whatever, and then that lady, I don't know her name.
I think it's Oshiba.
Ushiba.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oshiba, I think so, or something. Yeah.
She is like, hey, y'all got to listen to me now.
I'm coming to town. I'm going to wreck shop. Yeah.
And lay down
the
law.
She's the mother of the heir.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. She's Japanese Cersei or something. Yeah.
Lady of
the Bell.
Yeah. Thrones, yeah.
Yeah, so overall, I mean, I really liked this episode. I thought it was really cool. A lot of tension. Buntaro is like an incredible dick the entire time. I'm actually surprised he did not kill him, because I would have thought for sure. Especially, I mean, like, shooting the arrow right in front of her face. It's like crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
and
time
they make
to
it a
cool
point,
off,
like,
so.
you can't disturb whoever household that is, and he apologizes for doing that.
Yeah.
And they say it's against the rules. So, like, he's definitely acting out. But blaming it on the alcohol. It's like, yeah, whatever. I think he's enhanced him being a dick.
That's right. Yeah. He's already a dick. So, yeah.
He's all right.
Well, then, what do y'all... Do you guys agree with the... I know you guys don't like putting numbers. Or at least Matt doesn't. This is an 8.9 rating out of 10. Almost 9. I don't know why they didn't give it that 0.1. I don't know what was that deciding factor. But, yeah, do you guys agree with that? You think it should be higher? Lower?
It's got to be higher.
I think it's good. I really liked the episode before that. Because it ended on the cliffhanger with the sun killing that.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That group. So I think that episode should be rated higher than this one, I think.
Okay.
I kind of thought in this episode there'd be more
fallout.
Blowback from that. Yeah.
Yeah. But there really wasn't. He just basically, I feel like, again, he's taking a negative and spinning it for his advantage. Because now he's saying, now the enemy has to come to us. Instead of us pushing them.
Yeah.
So,
You know, he was definitely just making shit up, yeah.
So, this sounds he's good, like, okay, so now that we've forced their hand, they're going to have to come here to fight. So, he's trying to make the best out of a bad situation, but yeah, not that much blowback. Also, in this episode, who sent the head of the guy in the basket?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering too. That's got to be the son, right? Because who else is going to do that?
That's what I'm saying. Like that. Like that's for sure. Like, hey, let's start a war kind of move.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, we accidentally killed like your people. No, it's like that. That was sending a message for sure.
You would What's just the say box? The same thing.
Yeah.
Like everybody says that. Like everybody gets attacked by bandits like all the time in this show for some
yeah.
reason.
They always blame the bandits.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say yeah. that.
Yeah. I don't know. I was wondering that the whole episode, and when it ended, I was like, damn, they didn't say who set that head. I'm assuming it was the sun then.
It had to be. Yeah, it has to be the sun. I don't know.
And he'd be very proud. So, yeah.
And I don't know immediately how, like, if you get a head sent to you, then, like, how do you not be like, okay, well, fucking get all our fucking horses and shit, and let's start going down
Are
there.
You blind? The blind Jackson.
All right. The next episode, Ladies of the Willow World. Director Frederick E. O'Toole. Again, this one was rated 8.3.
Okay.
I'm not sure which one I like. Wait, what was the Halo one again? 8.4? Wait. The finale.
It really was.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. What? No, let me go back. It is 8.4, yeah.
And see, this is therein lies a problem with rankings and bullshit. Because it's not it's not on the same scale.
Halo's 8.4, every episode of Shogun is a 10 then.
Again, this is the only podcast.
I don't like ratings. That, yeah.
Even though we don't have an official rating, or I'm gonna start making rate. This is that Halo episode only had like two out of five grunts or whatever. Three grunts. I'll give three grunts.
Sure.
Okay, let me go back. Yeah, Ladies of the Willow World. It was a whole flashback episode. Mariko's whole backstory with getting married to Bentaro is showed. Toranaga is like praising. Well, he gives Blackthorn this like promotion, I guess. Like he makes him admiral, and he gives him like all the stuff,
the cannons, and all that.
Yeah, makes him a general. And freaking Blackthorn is still like, I don't really want to do this. I still want my ship. And then Tornog is like, I'm not gonna do that, but let's get you laid.
So do yeah. All right, here we go. Yeah. He tells that to Mariko, right? So I just get this guy laid so he could stop bothering me already.
Stop talking about this. And he forces Mariko to go with him and translates because, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious to him that he knows what's up with them. And so, like, I think this is his attempt to kind of squash it, to be like, well, now you got to watch him.
Yeah, you think so?
Random girl. I think so. I 100% think so. Yes.
Yeah,
because he's like, cool. I'm tired of this. I'm gonna make you watch him sleep with somebody else. And then, on the other side, we're kind of getting more of, like you said, Ochiba, right? Lady Ochiba.
Ochiba.
Her backstory and kind of a little more about, you know, some of the stuff she had to endure with the Taiko in order to like conceive the next heir. Oh, and also some guy in the region gets murked because he doesn't want to let this new actor guy like on the council.
Oh yeah.
That was I guess not a strange scene. It was a weird was he literally just like an actor? Was he like just some guy? Not even like a like high born or whatever the fuck. I don't know. I don't know how you end up on a council, but they just pick a yes man basically, right?
That's what it looks like.
So he doesn't want to let him on the council. He gets killed by bandits. Not really bandits, but they say it is because everyone gets killed by bandits.
Everybody's bandits. Yeah.
Also, how does this guy always get the jump on somebody? Does he just know, like, oh, I pissed this guy off, he's going to try to run? And he's just waiting out in the woods?
Yeah.
Because it happens a lot.
He gets up in kind of a huff. He's like, I know exactly what to do. Go ahead. Yeah. He like literally right at the conversation, he's like, go ahead and put like 10 horsemen down that way because, you know.
Yeah. He knows.
He's like, this guy's going to leave in a huff. Yeah.
I have foreseen it.
Sure, yeah.
As it is written.
And then there is another scene with Mariko and Blackthorne, now with this, I don't know what they call her. I mean, Blackthorne just calls her a prostitute. But
a courtesan?
Yeah. Courtesan, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's this whole scene of them. Have a lot. Yeah, and that was a pretty interesting scene. Actually, I don't think you know for sure if he sleeps with her.
Yeah,
I know it's very like possible he didn't. Yeah,
he makes it. Yeah, he makes it sound. I think he tries to make it sound like he did, but he probably didn't.
Yeah,
and
because he really wants Mariko, even when she was walking away, he brushed.
Yeah,
he grabbed
her hand. Yeah,
yeah.
feels bad. Yeah.
Also, that high-end prostitute, is that the wife of the dude who initially caught Black?
Yeah, I think it was the nephew, because the nephew's like, oh, I can't, why is he like this barbarian?
And the nephew's the one who initially caught Black, what's his name?
Yeah, Blackthorne. Yeah.
Blackthorne. Yeah, because remember he like pissed on his head. That's that guy, right?
That's that guy? Dude. Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, yo. I'm like, if that's... There's no way his girlfriend or wife is a prostitute, right? Because, like, don't you
have
to... Yeah,
there's no way that's a thing, yeah.
Yeah, for, like, certain names and families, there's no way.
He's just a very good customer, yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, it's... Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you don't think that's his wife? You think
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't know that for sure, but pretty sure no.
Yeah, so there's a whole thing with her, and then they have a plan called Crimson Sky, where where Lord Torinaga is going to try to become the next shogun, essentially, by killing off the rest of the regents and the council.
It's treason, then.
It's treason, basically. Yeah, he says he doesn't want land or power, but like now he just has to do this to like survive, I guess, essentially.
And he has to protect the heir. That's what he said.
Well, not. I mean,
yeah.
All right. This episode, Ron, what do you think about this episode?
I really liked it. I like the Oshiba information too we get. I'm not sure. Is my understanding correct that she's believing some sort of lie, right? Because, like, he cared for the whoever was in charge who passed away and then gave the power to the five people. He cared about it. He promised. Yeah, the Taiko. He promised to watch over the heir, and that's what he's planning on doing still.
Yes.
But she wants him dead, so she must believe some other narrative about him, right? Is that what we're understanding?
She did say, yeah, okay, she seems to believe that he planned, like, she accuses him of planning to kill the Taiko and, like, a bunch of our other family members or something like that. Because it was Mariko's dad, right? But he says that he's the one who did the planning, though. So, like, he's the one really responsible, I guess. But I don't know. It's kind of up in the air whether that really happened or not. My feeling is it probably didn't, but they need a reason to murk this guy. So I don't know. I don't know.
Nice episode. Yeah. I liked it. It was really good.
Yeah. I thought so too. It's just like, again, people getting murked from bandits. Big fan of that.
Those damn bandits. So.
Bandits are eating real good in this show.
They're the real threat, actually. Why isn't anybody eating bandits?
That's they should be constantly bringing that up in council. Why isn't anybody doing anything?
They're like the White Walkers or the Wildlings or something like that. We got to get what the fuck?
All right. Do we think they're fighting next episode? And if they are fighting, who dying?
Damn. This will be episode 7. There's supposed to be 10 episodes.
I don't know if they're going to fight yet.
You don't think they're going to reach?
I don't think they will.
The castle,
they're still going to edge one more episode?
Yeah. I think so.
55
yeah.
minute edge? God.
Right. I got it soon. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I think the fight will probably be two episodes. I think probably episode 8 and 9 will probably be like the big fighting.
They'll do an aftermath sort of thing, like Game of Thrones in 10. Okay, probably. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The episode 8 is going to end with the katana right at Blackthorn's neck, and he's going to be like, this is it. I assume. Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited about that. If I'm going to guess right now, that nephew's, he's toast.
He's got
at least
got
him. Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah,
when.
Probably.
Yeah.
Got to go, yeah.
At least him. Nephew shoot. And I don't know if they'll kill his son.
He'll also be in the crosshairs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Miko. Son would
Miko's
be good
husband,
too.
Probably.
Mariko?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe. Are you saying Mariko's husband? Not Mariko herself.
Yeah,
no,
Mariko's husband.
I don't see Mariko going, no.
I think he's going to die whenever they start fighting. He's too dangerous to be kept alive.
What if Mariko's husband uses this battle as a pretext to like cut down Blackthorn real quick?
Blackthorn, that's not bad, maybe. Actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like they're fighting on the same team, and then whoops, my sword almost got your head.
Turns
there.
Around.
Oh, whoops, bad. Whoopsie.
Oh, fuck you. And it must have run real quick.
Those bandits.
Yeah. All right, Matt, final thoughts about this episode.
Good stuff, man.
Give us your non-rating rating.
It's pretty high, yeah. It's been high. The show's been high. What are we even talking about?
Yeah.
That's my non-rating rating. It's very high. I even like Torunaga's like speeches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like he does the chant sort of stuff. Like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Get him. Fuck yeah.
He's got me convinced the Crimson Sky is the best thing to do.
He is. I would vote for him for Shogun. Yeah.
He has my vote. Yeah. That's so good. I'm so excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Every episode has been like
very high quality. The interpersonal drama, the bigger scope stuff, the machinations. Like, it's all really, really good stuff. Like we haven't seen stuff like this since really like House of the Dragon. You know what I'm saying? So
I think that's
and it's
true,
already been. Yeah, God, it's,
like
I think
2 years
back, now? It comes back this year though, the next season. But yeah, it's been about a couple years.
You know what? You're right. Okay. So he said the next. What's probably gonna happen the next episode? Because he has to go to his brother or something, right?
Oh, that's right. Army. Yeah, we haven't met him yet. I don't think.
Yeah. Okay.
He's just saying, my brother would probably help us out. Though he's probably gonna be some sort of a dick.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime you vouch to somebody,
I'm guessing. Okay. This might totally be off base and wrong, but
got a theory?
I think the brother is either going to say he's going to help and then not do it, or just agree to not do it. But maybe the Portuguese guys will come and help. And then Blackthorn will be like really confused because he's like, oh, these are Catholics. And like, I don't want to.
Fill in there.
Oh, it was in this episode where he was telling Torunaga, he's like, I don't trust the Portuguese. Fuck those guys.
Yeah.
And then Mark is like, we have no quarrel with them.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, don't trust them. Yeah.
In two episodes, I will have a lot of egg on my face, I'm sure. That's all that. Anyway. All right, we need to move on to Godzilla here.
Yep.
So Godzilla and Godzilla Kong, the new empire.
Your new empire?
Yes, that's one.
Oh, real quick though, before we jump into that, I got some trivia questions.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I want to ask you and Ron at least.
Okay.
I got five questions here. Some of them are multiple choice. For you guys to like buzz in, just say your name. So Ron, you have to say Ron, Carol, you say or even Chris, I guess. And then, and then I'll just go with whoever I heard first. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Try something new here. This will stick, but these are fun. Let me see here.
We need,
first
question.
We don't have a good name.
We need a name for the second. Yeah. Okay. Under construction.
Trivial trivia so far. Yeah. It's very redundant, but still.
Great.
All right. This first question's pretty good. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. First question. When does Bryan Cranston die in Godzilla 2014? Multiple choice. A, 25 minutes in. B, 35 minutes in.
Chris.
C, oh, okay,
25 minutes
ahead.
In.
No, incorrect. Ron, I'm gonna read the rest of them here. C, right. 45 minutes in, or D, 55 minutes in?
Can you run through them again?
25, 35, 45, or 55? But I know this because I watched this scene again.
I was going to say 35.
And Farrah, why don't you play that sound clip of the wrong thing?
yes. I'm going to go... what was the other one? 45?
Well, you already answered, dude. You're out. What are you talking about?
Oh, wait. I thought I got to steal. No?
Okay. No, you said 25 minutes in and you lost. No, there's no stealing at that point.
Damn. Okay, what's the all answer?
Right. The answer is C, 45 minutes in. Y'all thought he was 45. Not in there that long. No.
Yeah, they zipped like
the body that long. 45. I know. Yeah, before I looked this up, I was like, yeah, he was probably there like 25 minutes.
That's
no,
my thought.
No, he was 45 minutes apparently, so yeah. All right, good. Okay, still zero,
on that one.
Zero. All right, yeah. This next one is non-multiple choice. In Kong Skull Island, there are four actors who have also been in the MCU. Who are they?
Wait, hold on.
All four?
Yeah, name all four.
In this
Kong
movie?
Skull Island. No, Kong Skull Island. Yeah. There are four actors who have also been in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Who are they?
Oh, Island.
Don't look
oh,
this
man.
Up either.
Damn it. No.
I don't think I could think of four.
I don't think man.
I can. I'm running back.
I just haven't seen this in a while.
No. I don't think
no,
I've
but
seen
I'm running
this
through it.
Movie.
One, okay. Two.
We'll go through
hang
it.
On, hang on. I have two for sure.
Okay. I could give hints, I suppose.
What's in that fucking money? Okay. I got Sam Jackson.
Okay.
And the guy who plays Loki. He's in there, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Oh, Tom Hiddleston?
Here you go.
Yeah.
There are two more. I could give hints, too. Maybe I got to give hints here.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get a hint here.
One of them's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Bradley Cooper?
No.
Rocky is not running around in Cool Skull.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
okay, one of them is in... God, that's too easy. One of them's in... I'm going to say the event. In Endgame. Well, that's still very broad.
Just so
this person has a kind of a big
part
in a big noticeable part in Endgame.
Noticeable part.
Still trying in Endgame.
In Endgame, this person interacts with Peter Parker. There we go.
Oh my god!
Oh boy, this person was in the Marvels. How about that?
Oh, is it Brie Larson?
Yeah.
She was in it? Oh,
yeah. Oh, my
God.
All right. We'll get you one more. The person who was in Guardians, he's been in Step Brothers. He's... Come on now, guys. What are you even doing here?
Jossie Riley.
There you go. Okay.
He was in... Oh, he was a cop, dude. In
he was,
oh,
yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
I didn't think of that, but when he said Step Brothers, I was like, Jossie Riley. I'm like, he was technically in
you guys
Guardians.
Both get half a point, I guess.
Oh,
okay. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. All right, third question. Yeah, it took forever. Right. What is Kong's axe made of? No multiple choice.
Is it
what is it made out of? Yeah, Kong's axe.
Dinosaur's
I don't know.
Little plate thing. I don't know.
Wow, Godzilla's spine plate thing.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's got it. Yeah, bone and Godzilla fin. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Ron takes the lead. 1.5 to 0.5. All right. All right, this next fourth question. multiple choice. What corporation built Mecha Godzilla? A, Cyberdyne Systems. B, Apex Industries. C, Hammer Industries. D, Omni Consumer Products.
C.
Ron.
Chris.
Nope.
Well, I technically heard Ronzi. Ronzi.
All right, Ron, go ahead. Do it. Go.
I mean, you're going to be wrong anyway, but I think it's Apex. It's B.
It's Apex. Yeah, you got it, Ron.
Yeah. Oh, Ron.
Yeah, you said C.
I was like, I
said C for Chris. Oh, didn't you say C for Chris?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. And the last question, which is a formality, I think Wander on already. What is the name of Bernie's podcast? You know, the podcast, dude. A, Creature Features. B, Big Baddies. C, Otherworldly Wonders. D, Titan Truth.
Chris.
All right, Chris.
Creature Feature.
No.
Yeah. I think it's the last one.
It's the last one, Ron. You got it. Yeah, Ron.
Okay.
That was a tough one. I just saw it, but I was like, damn.
You just all saw right. it, yeah. Good well, job. It was mentioned in the previous movie anyway, but yeah, there you go.
The true angle.
All righty. Pharaoh, take us away with Kong.
Whatever.
Kong
bullshit.
Okay. That was fun for a little bit, yeah.
All watching right.
Watching my squirm.
Godzilla Kong, the new empire. Okay, this is directed by Adam Wingard. I don't know what else he directs. I have to open
he
up
He did the
link.
Previous Kong movie, apparently.
Okay.
And he did Your Next, apparently, which is a really good invasion body or
I'm
invasion
looking, okay.
movie. Yeah.
He did the Blair Witch in 2016.
Oh, okay.
I like that one.
It had a budget of $135 million.
Yeah, that seems about right.
And currently sitting on Rotten Tomatoes at 54%.
yeah, somewhat understandable. But I enjoyed it still, you know.
Yeah.
I'll do a brief summary real quick, and then let's all... Because I don't think we've even talked to each other about how we feel about this movie yet.
No, not yet.
You're right, not really.
Okay, so... All right, so this is... I guess it's 3 years after Mechagodzilla. Godzilla's still on the surface. He's kind of taking charge of things up there. Kong is hanging out in Hollow Earth, whatever the underground thing is. There's some signals going on. What is that? They go down there. There's some like tribe down there. Kong finds this tribe of apes led by Scar King or whatever. The humans are doing stuff, but you don't really care about that.
Damn.
And then, okay, Godzilla, he's absorbing a bunch of radiation. He turns pink. That's a plot point for some reason. and finally, they meet up on the surface. They duke it out for a little bit, but Mothra comes out and, like, convinces them to work together. They go back down, fight the big Scar King guy, and they beat his ass. And that's basically it, actually, I think.
That's a good brush over. Yeah, that's good.
So, okay, let's go around first, and let me go to Ron first. Ron, okay, how you feel about this movie overall?
This movie was silly. I knew they were gonna set things up after I saw what did Godzilla? Godzilla jumped in the air in like the first 5 minutes of the movie, and I was like, okay. I guess we're going to this territory now. And then later he like swan dives into the ocean. I was like, oh my God. But like, it was cool. I enjoyed it. But I don't know. I took it less serious than the other ones. This kind of feels like a over the top, like Expendables kind of version of Godzilla. But I mean, the ratings, right? 50 or 60%. I give it that. Yeah. Like a C.
That's all right, Matt.
Let's do it, Matt. What do you think?
For those reasons, I really liked it. Because of those reasons, because it got really silly and it's like balls to the wall. Let's just like lean into all the campiness and just like I just thought it was really funny. Like dude, freaking Kong uses a baby Kong to beat the other guys. So that
part
was
funny. It did make me laugh. Yeah. I probably laughed the hardest at that part, yeah.
And then, like, Godzilla sleeps in the Roman Colosseum. Like, I imagine he like, walks into, like, a kiddie pool and then sleeps. Okay. But then later on when he leaves, he just, like, haphazardly, like, knocks over part of the wall and all that stuff. So
Yeah.
That part was funny. Yeah. I just had a really good time with it. I know it leans into the super action, you know, thinking back to like the Fast and Furious stuff, Ron. I know you don't like Fast and Furious, but it's because of that stuff. That's why I like Fast and Furious. And it's really silly.
I gotta say, I have
the Fast and Furious of monster movies, yes.
Kinda. Yeah,
that's what this feels like.
That's what it is.
Like,
that's
I've only
why.
Seen the first Fast and Furious, first or second one. So, like, I still never got into the deep, this, crazy the lore of Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
But I get enough from the trailers. So I'm like, okay, this is just absolutely insane.
Well, and then, like, the Scar King guy, he has this pet Godzilla creature sort of guy, and he's controlling him with the crystal and stuff. Kind of reminded me of, like, Temple of Doom with the trance and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then they kind of break the crystal, right? That's how you free him.
Sure.
And, then Mothra, Kong, and Godzilla are all popping off after they killed Scar King. That was all pretty cool. Yeah. I had a really good time. I thought even some of the people sort of drama was not so bad, actually. It's like that kid's like trying to figure out where she is in the world. The mom's or the adoptive mom's trying to help her with that and all that stuff. So yeah.
Her stuff was interesting. People. I did enjoy that.
They did for sure
limit the amount of screen time humans got in this movie, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Less than the other one.
I think it was a plus. Yeah.
I think not enough. Yeah. Every time the humans were on, I was like, I don't care.
Damn.
I really didn't. Yeah.
Oh yeah. How did they repair his tooth so fast? Like they had a spare tooth around in the facility?
I don't know.
Don't tell me they whittled away and made a metal tooth. Giant ass metal tooth for that. So
what was the point of having the tooth?
So that Scar King could laugh at him later on, that's all. Oh, yeah. Later on he knocks out his tooth, right, with the power glove, and then he laughs at him.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So
okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess there's a couple of the guy who fixes his tooth. Kind of annoyed me.
The dentist, or that guy. He has the answer for everything, apparently.
Let's
do Project Powerhouse. That one secret project where we made a glove for some reason.
Where we made a glove in I don't know. I guess you just have a super glove lying around for some reason. British. Yeah, okay. So I'll say for this movie, because I'm still trying to figure out how I feel completely. I guess I like it. I do like it more than the last Godzilla movie.
Okay, there you go.
Or the last Kong.
Godzilla vs. Kong? Yeah. Okay.
I did not like that one very much.
Oh, okay. I still like that one.
But yeah,
I would like that one.
I was very pro Godzilla, and I feel like he got the real short end of the stick on that movie.
I still feel like he got the short end of the stick in this movie, actually. He didn't get as much screen time as Kong. No, both he got like... past, yeah.
They put him in a back to tank for most of the
Yeah.
Remember, he was screen time was in a montage. Mode the whole time.
Yeah.
Building his rage mode, yeah.
So that being said, okay, this did make me care more about Kong, and I did kind of like the dynamic between Kong and the baby Kong.
Yeah, basically. Baby Kong, yeah.
It did kind of remind me
with Godzilla a long time ago.
Did not work.
That's Dookie. Yeah.
This one worked though. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was like a Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong.
That's good. Yeah.
So I did like that. It was very silly. But I guess I don't really know what I would expect. Like a serious. I don't know. I'd have to watch.
Well, that's why you still haven't seen Godzilla Minus One, dude. That's the one.
Exactly.
If you want to see a serious Godzilla movie.
Pinnacle Godzilla stuff.
I need to watch that one. Yeah. Because the Godzilla ones that I'm used to are there's like the 90s Godzilla with like Matthew Broderick, I think.
I like that one. God. I like that one.
Yeah.
Ron don't like, though. Ron say bad.
I did enjoy it as a kid, but. When I came to my senses, I realized I was wrong.
I was so young and foolish at the time. Yeah, never again.
I think Mothra was traditionally a villain, right? But they made They made him a good guy in this one.
I don't know.
They fought before, but it was always like they were like a team kind of thing.
Gotcha.
She would always like help out in other movies.
Oh, okay.
And just say. yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I don't know. I think it, like, I'm trying to think, like, would I go see this again? Probably not. But
yeah, probably not.
I would. Yeah.
All right. Well, then, okay, you hear that, Godzilla people? You got two middling thumbs and then a thumbs up.
I hope that helps y'all out there. Yeah, I know he's full.
The other thing that I kept thinking about too in this, because it happens multiple times. They emerge in Cairo. Also, I thought it was funny when, for some reason, when Kong, he walks into a place and it says like the name of the subterranean, whatever, like it's a video game or something like that. but anyway, they end up in Cairo. They end up in Rio de Janeiro.
And yeah, there are portals for some reason. I guess
there are portals all around the world.
Yeah,
and. Oh, and they were in Rome. And the whole time, Godzilla just fucking shit up left and right, knocking every bridge over. When they fight in Rio de Janeiro, I don't know how there's not like 10,000 people like killed, murdered.
yeah, they kind of glossed over that. Yeah.
Every building gets fucking knocked down around him. The ice thing, like, there was a part where like he does a little spear thing and the ice monster guy is just like blasts this huge, he goes straight across, every like building. Real quick. Yeah. I was like, gone instantly, dead. So I was like, man, if there was like some sort of casualty counter at the bottom, then like...
I'll be the next movie. Age of Ultron, the aftermath of Age of Ultron, right? So the Civil War movies.
Exactly.
Yeah. They go up to Godzilla and Kong, look, guys, you have caught so much collateral damage.
Well, but that's what I'm thinking too, the entire time. It's like, how does every country just like... They're just like okay with this. So I'd be like, no, you'd be fighting them all the fucking time as soon as they get up. But anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you gonna say?
What are you saying, Ron?
Oh, I was gonna say, like, it definitely does feel like people are content with just Godzilla fighting around the whole world.
Oh yeah.
100%. Yeah, just like destroying cities.
There was like one scene, I forgot what she says, but she's like, well, why don't you tell the Italian military that they should be thanking Godzilla for, like, you know, whatever. And he's, like, literally sleeping in the fucking Colosseum. Like, right? He's, like, he's going to wreck that shit. Oh, he did fuck up the entire pyramids. There's, like, thousands of years or whatever.
Those are gone.
It's just gone, yeah.
What pyramids?
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, all right, that's fine, whatever, yeah. Okay, that being said... He said, yeah, I don't know. I like the dynamic between, again, I almost said Donkey Kong and Diddy, between Kong and Baby Kong. I think that was my favorite part.
There you go.
And the tribe stuff was kind of interesting.
It's weird that they don't talk, that they they communicate telepathically, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't know. Like, that sounds kind of strange.
It felt a little
I feel like me, honestly. Every society develops some sort of language.
Even if it wasn't like even if it was telepathic, right? I would imagine, like, okay, these two communicate telepathic. They would still have like an internal, like you would hear it, like you, the audience, would hear this, like, you know, like the voice, like when people are thinking or whatever, like,
ooh, that'd be cool if they did that.
Echo, you know what I mean? Like, get any of that, yeah. And it's just like, okay, well, all right, And I'm wondering, I don't know if it was lazy or if it was just like, oh, we got to get this out. We don't have time to fucking edit. voiceover.
they ran out of money. Yeah, it was already $135 million in the whole world.
I am not spending, 20 more. I was like, 20 more bucks on an Audacity recording. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it was better than I thought. There we go.
There you go.
I'll say that. Yeah.
That's a win.
I don't think it was horrible. There wasn't at any point where I was like,
of course not.
I was straight up just walking out.
Look, guys, we've all seen Madam Web. That's the line. That's the bar.
Yeah,
okay?
I snapped through that. So I'll skip through anything, dude.
That is a straight up bad one. I never felt this way about this one. And I know none of you guys have seen Ghostbusters either. Ghostbusters getting flack, but I like this. I like Ghostbusters, but I actually like this one more than Ghostbusters. To give you an idea of how I'm feeling about things.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still need to see this.
But, yeah. Yeah, well, I was pretty entertained with this. Yeah.
I was, too. It did what it was supposed to do.
Yeah.
I think, yeah. I mean, it was a monster movie. I came in knowing this is going to be a Godzilla movie. And it was more like, okay, I'm going to turn my brain off for, like, a little bit and have some fun. Yeah. But, and, I mean, I think, okay, if you're going to watch, I mean, even though we just spoiled this whole goddamn thing for you. if somebody was wanting to watch it and they were just, like, looking for, like, to turn their brain off and have fun for, like, an hour, then, yeah, I'd recommend that.
It's fine, yeah. Yeah.
Like, it, maybe at home, even. Yeah. I don't know if I'd spend, like, $20. But,
yeah.
But, yeah.
It's worth seeing once, for sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's
a good group watch, I think. Yeah. You're with your boys, and you just want to laugh and have a good time. Pretty much good. Yeah. There are better movies out there, but, yeah, as far as, like, a group watch, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
Cheers. I would like to see a more Godzilla focused. I feel like Kong swallows up all the fucking.
These past two movies, yeah, have been very Kong centric. Yeah. Justice for Godzilla, Ferrell says.
I think Kong, I mean, this did its job in that I did care about Kong a little more, this, but it's. Yeah, I don't know what you're doing to my boy, Godzilla. You keep.
That's
I
why.
Mean, outside of Skull Island. King Kong really doesn't have much. Godzilla has, like, everything else, so I get it.
Yeah, there was Godzilla 2014 and Godzilla King of the Monsters, yeah. Both of which were not great. I realize that, but... Yeah, well, if I was to rank them, yeah, this is one of the better ones, I think, yeah. In my personal opinion. I don't know. Yeah. Let's say this. Not one of these movies are really, like, you know... I mean, as much as I like it, I'm not going to... sing the praises and tell everybody you must watch. It's a must watch. That's what minus one is. Again, minus one is you must watch this. If you like good storytelling, if you like good drama, and some good
action.
I do want
to watch that really bad. Yeah. I don't think.
Good. That's the thing. You're looking for your Godzilla fix. That's the one.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll definitely go watch that one. Yeah. I remember leaving the first. I was kind of pumped, actually, to see the first Godzilla versus Kong movie, and I ended up with a bad taste in my mouth.
The hype going into it.
Yeah.
That could affect you.
But, I don't know. But anyway, all right. We are way over now. We got to, like, wrap this up. We're going to have to, that'll have to do it for us. But before we go, we will do some plugs, promotions. Matt, do you have anything you would like to plug?
Yes, please. My Instagram, my IG is at Matthew Gastar. I do a lot of movie reviews this weekend. I think Monkey Man comes out this weekend. It's like the Death Patel action movie. And have you guys heard of this? Like Jordan Peele's like one of the executive
producers. John Wick.
It might be like that. So I'm very pumped to watch that at least.
Nice.
That's what I want. Yeah.
Cool. Ron, do you have anything you'd like to promote or plug?
Yeah, same as last week. Everything is at that moron, MoreRon. Just come check out whatever I'm posting, especially on Mondays. People are always getting hurt, so.
Bam.
Look forward to that. I didn't skip pump. For myself, finally, I have a Twitch account. I'm streaming a whole lot of Helldivers. Still on that. Still fighting the good fight against bugs and robots. You can find me at twitch.tv/YoSoyFarrell. That's FARRELL. And so thanks for joining us. If you like the podcast, go ahead and leave a review for us. Let us know what you like. If you didn't like it, then thank you for listening this far. You somehow met the whole way.
Thanks for giving us a chance. Appreciate that.
So anyway, we will see you guys next time. And see you later.
Later, please.
See ya.